Zambian police spokesperson Danny Mwale confirmed to journalists in Lusaka on Thursday the arrest of five people, opposition lawmakers Munia Zulu and Maureen Mabonga, along with opposition activist Brepna Changala and opposition party chiefs Edith Nawakwi and Danny Pule.
Police have today, May 30, 2024, given the suspects additional offences of espionage and proposing tribal war. Honorable Munia Zulu, Maureen Mabonga, Edith Nawakwi, and Brepna Changala have all been charged and arrested for espionage, contrary to Section 3 of the State Security Act, Chapter 111.
All suspects earlier this week were charged with spreading hate speech related to last weekend's alleged abduction of opposition lawmaker J.J. Banda, who has since resurfaced. Mwale further said that police have also arrested and charged the two lawmakers, Zulu and Mabonga, along with Pule, with the offence of proposing a tribal war. In Zambia, espionage charges carry up to a maximum 25 years in prison, while hate speech charges carry a punishment of up to $6,000 in fines and 2 years in prison if one is found guilty. Makepe Zulu, a lawyer representing some of the suspects, all of whom are awaiting court appearances in police custody, called charges unacceptable and demanded immediate courtroom hearings without further delay. Political analyst Boniface Chembe at the University of Zambia has urged political leaders in Zambia from both the ruling United Party for National Development and the opposition to focus on improving the lives of ordinary Zambians.
We need to do more as a country. Our citizens need to demand more from their political leaders to focus on issues, the many, many issues from the economic difficulties, infrastructure, provision of services that the people need, among several other issues that are there.
Earlier this week, President Hakainde Hichilema issued a stern warning saying that anyone promoting hate speech and tribalism to disturb social peace will face the full force of the law. Thursday's arrest come barely a week after opposition Patriotic Front Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda was sentenced to 18 months of hard labor for violating a now-defunct presidential defamation law stemming from his December 2021 allegations that Hichilema had coerced and intimidated Zambian judges into politically favorable rulings. Human Rights Watch said Nakachinda's sentencing has had a broad chilling effect on the right to freedom of expression in Zambia. Kathy Short, VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.